Episode 1509, Level Up Your Health.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. It is Wellness Wednesday. You have made it to midweek. Okay. Take a deep breath. I know probably things are crazy, and I don't know about your forecast, but my forecast is looking a bit grim when it comes to the end of the week. We're talking snow down south again. Come on, spring, bring it on. Well, if we can't have spring yet, we might as well talk about our health and wellness. It's time to level up your health. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, health and wellness is a buzz topic. Everybody's talking about it now. And I can remember growing up that, well, if you had a weight issue or if you wanted to get into better shape, you kind of just went on a diet, whatever that fad diet was. Yeah, gym memberships were big, but nothing like they are now. Everybody is pushing the buzz of health and wellness. It's time to get on the clean train. It's time to eat a certain way, like the keto diet, the paleo diet, the Whole 30 diet, the Atkins diet, the South Beach diet. Oh, wait, but now I've got to talk about supplements. And then we've got all these lists of supplements. Oh, you got to be taking this kind of protein shake. Oh, wait, but if you're vegetarian, it's got to look like this. And oh, really, you shouldn't be eating meat. You need to switch to a plant-based diet. On and on and on and on. It's crazy. And you wonder why we look at ourselves in the mirror and we feel less than. Because we're not living up to what we believe, or at least what culture has told us to believe, is health and wellness. How much of your health depends on a certain number or recipe? Particulars and specifics, right? You look at it and you've got to have so much of this in your diet, so much of that. You've got to do so much of this. Look at your health from a bigger picture. Level up your health. Why is it that the brief mention of health leads someone to rattle off a certain way or direction one must take to be healthy? Now, I get it, you know? Most might deduct that in order to be healthy, one must do or complete specific task or tasks. And some of it makes sense. We need a direction, and some of us really don't have a clue as to where to begin. As some may see this as true, does it make it truth? Being challenged as to why you do something opens up the dialogue for asking the tougher question. Why do you do what you do when it comes to your health? The easy answer is to follow a set of guidelines, right? A particular regimen, because somewhere along the lines of becoming healthy, it meant one way. Is there really ever a one way to anything? I can think of maybe one thing, but that's for another episode. Maybe we'll leave that for a sweet spirit discussion. But today I want to challenge you to think outside the box. Ask yourself the question, why do I do what I do when it comes to my health? This is the beginning to leveling up your health. And that is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Level up your health. It's more about the bigger picture. And it all starts with basic questions. The first one being, why do I do what I do for my health? Now, I understand you may be sitting there going, well, if I didn't have a list of things to do to be healthy, then I wouldn't know what to do. Okay, we all need direction. We all need guidelines. But today I want you to think beyond those. Because you got to get to the end of the line. What happens when you reach a certain number on the scale? A certain size dress? A certain size pants? What happens then? Have you really created a lifestyle, or Has it been only a simple process of following guidelines to get you to a number and then nothing else follows thereafter? If that's the case, we're totally doing a disservice when it comes to health and wellness because we're not creating well-being. In fact, we add more stress to our lives because then what happens when 2 or 3 pounds creep back up on us? And it's not because it's that time of the month. And the next thing you know, the holidays come around and we're like so tempted by all the yumminess and goodness that 5 to 10 pounds on us now is a norm. A year later, we're looking in the mirror going, I don't remember looking like this. And you step on the scale and question marks flood your head. You begin to see the number because that's how you were trained. You were made to believe, society has put that upon us, that in order to be healthy and well, we have to be whatever fill in the blank for you. It looks different for everybody. But it always comes back to, but what happens if I stray from that number? What happens after 20 years, it looks a bit different. What you weigh now, is it going to look the same 20 years from now? It's probably not going to look the same depending upon your age. If you're going to start going through and you hit menopause, that weight, it's going to look different. Why? Because your body is always changing. And so it all starts with that basic question, why do I do what I do for my health? Why do you clean eat? Do you really know what clean eating is? Because it's interesting, in the grocery store, I'll be walking around and I'll just hear a conversation. And I'm not one who likes to eavesdrop, but I stand there just to listen in a little bit. I'm not trying to get all the details, but in general, I want to know what's going on. So I look at a few things, listening to the conversations, and typically they go somewhat like this. Oh, well, I've got to eat clean, so let me look here. Oh, this one says it's non-GMO. This is awesome. But that's just what the front label says. They forget to turn it over and look at the back label to see what's really in it. And hidden in it, there's some sugars that have weird names, but it doesn't jump out as sugars. And even on the label, it's not broken down as to this is a sugar, beware. And the conversation goes on. Well, I've tried this before and I don't know. I think when I started using this, I put on a little weight. I don't know. A couple pounds, something changed. Maybe if I go with this one, it might be a little bit better. It says it's, you know, healthy. It's all natural. The problem is, are all those terms that we see blasted on the front of what we like to eat or dive into regarding our lifestyle. They're there for different reasons. And to put the word all natural on there doesn't take much to be approved to have all natural. Then we look at those exercise programs that say you will lose 7 pounds. Or better yet, they say up to 7 pounds in 7 days. Why that up to gives them just enough edge that if you hit only 2 pounds, well, we didn't promise 7 pounds. We said up to 7 pounds. Might be great for the guys, but girls, you're just going to be lucky to hit 2 pounds in 7 days. But you wouldn't buy it, would you? Because you're looking at that number. I know, I've been there. I get trapped in the verbiage. I get drawn in by the number, by the certain recipe, by the certain name that's on the front of a label. Why? Because I think it makes it easier. But in reality, it doesn't, because we're not looking at the bigger picture and how it impacts your lifestyle. That's the key. So number one, after you start looking at why do I do what I do for my health, I want you to break it down into these three questions. Number one, what makes my regimen or routine healthy for me? What is it? what's good for me. Yeah, this whole exercise plan might be awesome, but if it doesn't fall in line with what I need for my body at this point in my life, it's probably not going to be a lifestyle. Now, can you enjoy it for a season? Yes, but there's a difference between a season and a lifestyle. That's what we're looking at. Level up your health. So what makes my regimen or routine healthy for me? Number two, what can I do to live a healthy lifestyle, not a number or a recipe or a label? How much are you counting and watching to achieve a certain range to be healthy? When you get on that scale, are you like, oh, come on, I can do this. Let's hit 142 today. We got this. And then you're disappointed to see that it's 149. And you're like, seriously? I thought I was there. I was so close just a few days ago. But now I'm up 7? What is wrong with me? All of a sudden, everything that you think is healthy in your life is derailed because of a number, a system that you were taught. Now, I'm not saying that system is good or bad. That's not the point. The point is looking at what can I do to live a healthy lifestyle, not a number, not a recipe, not a label. I mean, think about it. Does it really sound good in conversation that, hey, I'm a clean eater? How about you? Oh, well, I don't know. I just eat to live. Is there anything wrong with either of those answers? No. But if it doesn't fit what you need for your lifestyle, then it's only a season answer. And health and wellness is about a lifestyle answer. There's a difference. Number three, what can I do to find joy in living the healthy lifestyle? You see, life isn't about the nitty-gritty. It's about joy and happiness to live out what you were created to do, to live out what your purpose. So what can I do to find joy in living the healthy lifestyle? Because when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do getting out of bed is thinking, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom and then I'm going to weigh myself. Because everything, I'll be the lightest right now that I am. And sometimes you're impressed with the number and other times you're not so impressed. And it makes you depressed. And then you're thinking, what have I done? But again, the focus is at the wrong center of the equation when it comes to healthy living. You're looking at the specifics, a number or a recipe or a label. Did you look at the picture on today's episode? I thought it was very fascinating, the photographer who did this. A woman getting out of bed, barely waking up, and her foot is about to land on the scale. Is that really the life that we want to live? Is living for a number? Now, I get it. It's good to have goals. And I'm all about setting goals, having boundaries to get to where you want to go. But the thing is, the bigger picture of health and wellness goes beyond those goals. And unfortunately, we fall short. And so then, when we decide to sort of fall off track, give ourselves a little permission to have a cheat meal, if that's what you want to call it, or maybe take a week's vacation without working out as much as we normally do and putting in every single day, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make sure I get my walking in. I'm going to make sure I get my meditation in. I'm going to make sure I get my strength and training in. That 1 week, and all of a sudden you're like, gosh, I feel kind of like bigger. I feel a little more bloated. I don't know. It just doesn't settle right. Because the way we're seeing it is as a season within our life, not the bigger picture as our life. It's easy to complicate healthy living. But what would happen if you simplified your technique and focus more on how you live instead of what you do to live? Look at the bigger picture of what you have been created to do. That bigger picture, what does it look like? What do you want to feel like in the morning? If you could wake up in the morning and have this incredible, extreme energy that just lights up the room, you're ready to get up when your alarm goes off. There's no 8 times to snooze. You get up. You immediately get into your either workout clothes or you're getting in the shower to get ready for the day, whatever it is, and you start your morning routine and you get into this rhythm and your heart just feels stronger. Your mind is clear. There's no brain fog. Your muscles don't ache and the joints don't feel like they're older by 20 years than what you really are. There's just something different about you. You light up the room. Now, maybe you don't always feel that way directly, but you just have this sense of, I can do it today. It's a fresh new day. Let's go out and conquer it. That's a lot different than getting up and going, I get to go to the gym today. Let's see. Today's workout is going to be 3 or 4 sets of, I'm going to have to do 15 reps. Oh my gosh, it's core day. And then you're thinking, oh, but wait, it's not just core day. It's lower body day. My legs are already hurting. I don't want to do it. You're not this bouncy, energetic ball of fire ready to set the world and ignite the world with your purpose and lead accordingly. But no, it's really a set back because you wake up knowing that I gotta go do this. There's more struggle to living than living. Where are you today in your health and wellness? Where is your well-being? How clear is your mind? Are you walking around kind of in a daze, going, oh, I've got so much to do and I just don't know where to start? And sometimes we have those seasons. Come on, let's be real. We've got so many projects or, you know, it's almost the end of the school. I know for us, we're starting to hit midterm time. My kids that are in college, they've got midterms and they're just stressed beyond stressed. And so it's kind of that time where you begin to go, oh my gosh, I'm sitting here kind of at the peak and then it's downhill from here. But if I could just get through the peak, yeah, we've got those seasons and we're going to have lots of projects. But amongst all of that stuff that goes on, where is your well-being? Do you feel like you can go out and conquer the world? Do you feel like you're ready to train for life all the time, not just train for the day? There's a difference. Create your now. Level up your life. Have you been one who is more on the regimen and the number and the recipe and the label? It's okay. Because that, we're just saying, is seasonal. And sometimes we have to be in that season. I get it. I've been there. But you have to be able to move from the season to lifestyle. And that's where you level up your health. If you're wanting to make that change, you're tired of, gosh, I've been in seasons after seasons after seasons, and I'm tired of being in seasons. I want the joy at the end. And I want to sustain that joy as much as I can. I want a lifestyle. I want a well-being. That I want you to do something for yourself today. I want you to answer that question, why do I do what I do for my health? And then click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. Answer that question on that little form that'll pop up. This is your opportunity to have a coaching call with me Stop looking at your life as always a season. Seasons are beautiful, but you got to look at your life as being a whole and not just part of the sum. And that's hard to do because we get stuck in the season. We get stuck in that little part of the sum. It's time to level up your health. I want to help you. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. Let's set up a call. You and me. It's time to train for life and love your journey. It's the journey, not the numbers, not the season, not the label, not the recipe. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you, and level up your health. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.